Would you please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The Lord is my strength and my song. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things.
Let me know in all the world.
The processional hymn, Thus Spake the Risen Master in Far Off Galilee. Worship the God who said, as a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you, says the Lord. We come before our God. Today we remember St. Patrick, who came to Ireland a long time ago to bring people to God. St. Patrick taught us that there are three persons in one God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he taught us this using the symbol of a shamrock. For many years, the fourth Sunday in Lent has been observed as Mothering Sunday. The tradition arose from a sentence in St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, which was read in the epistle of this Sunday. In it, St. Paul writes of Jerusalem, which is alive, is free, which is the mother of us all. So on this day, we give thanks to God, who gives us new birth, and for the church which, like a mother, nurtures us in the life of the Spirit. We also give thanks for our own human mothers and for all the qualities of mothering given and received in this congregation. But first, as Pharaoh's daughter noticed the needs of a small child alone in the reeds, we ask God to help us to notice those areas of our own lives needing care and attention, and ask his forgiveness for the things we have done wrong. Let us confess our sins, seeking the embrace of God's forgiveness and peace.
Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that has passed and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, our God and Father, for you have created us and you sustain us. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ, you have revealed your love and your care for all your people. You are ready to forgive and to save in time of need. So we proclaim your glory, singing. Almighty God, in your providence you chose your servant Patrick to be the apostle of the Irish people, to bring those who are wandering in darkness and error to the true light and knowledge of your word. Grant that, walking in that light, we may come at last to the light of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself. Strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow, we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. She could hide him no longer when she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and he took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrews' children," she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called the child's mother's daughter and said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. The child grew up. She brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out of the water."
The hymn, "A mother lined a basket to keep her baby dry."
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, beginning at verse 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. "Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you."
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Like many other churches, on this fourth Sunday in Lent, we are celebrating Mothering Sunday, and many in our communities, whether they make it to church or not, will also, I have absolutely no doubt, be marking this day. And the traditions for marking such a day, they have changed over the years, as indeed many traditions do. Back in the 1700s, the 1600s, Mothering Sunday was less about mums and more about the mother church. Many people would journey to their mother church once a year as a way of recognizing where it all started, reconnecting in community, and this, of course, led to the coming together of families. And generally, in the Church of Ireland, the Mother Church is the diocesan cathedral, and that in Dromore Diocese is in the town of Dromore, where the cathedral is. And the tradition also developed to allow those who worked on the land on wealthy farms and estates to have that fourth Sunday in Lent as a day off to visit their mothers and perhaps also to go to church. And this grew in the family-focused tradition that we see indeed in many of our own families in this 21st century. Perhaps for some of the mums or grandmothers here, it's already been a day of breakfast in bed or cards and flowers, but for many, a day of remembering with thanks to those who have mothered them. And it can also be a day of mixed emotions, and it is important that we remember that for some, perhaps more than we care to realize, an element of pain is very present on this day. I am glad to say I have the most wonderful mum, who I still am very thankful for, and I will definitely be acknowledging how much I and my siblings love her today. Although we didn't live near each other, if at all possible, I would visit. Otherwise, it was a card and flowers and a chat on the phone. And my mum remembered her own mum, my granny, who died many years ago. As one who never married, I don't have children, and perhaps there was a time I thought I might, but that wasn't where life took me, and so there are a range of emotions on this day, and like others, I have found this day difficult in different ways over the years. However, you come to this day. Our Bible readings offer us much to help us to know God's presence with us and to remind us of the importance of sharing our lives with others, with love as the hallmark. And in our first reading this morning, we heard of the heartbreaking, brave, sacrificial love of a Levite woman who bore a son whose name was Moses. And she, as we heard, placed him in a papyrus basket. Not unlike this. Does it suit me? I decided against asking for the loan of the baby as well, even though his name is Robert. But I think I can make the point now. The original Moses basket, of course, it had a bitumen sheet, which is a protective sheet to keep it and what is inside him, the baby inside it, dry. And of course we heard the story of how someone then an Egyptian princess, she had the child's mother recover the baby and bring him up as her own. Not realizing, of course, that it was the mother's own baby. How satisfactory could, how much more satisfactory could that be? So, today we celebrate human mums and those who mother. Any opportunity to encourage and thank others has to be a good thing. And who doesn't need encouragement? Taking time with thoughtful gestures strengthens and nurtures relationships. Now, you also heard me say that this is also St. Patrick's Day. And I have a tie for later when I'm off duty. And I'm not being political. Yes, it's green. It is a colour we associate with Ireland. And there are shamrocks on it. And that is the symbol that Patrick used to explain to people the Trinity. God being three persons in one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just as on the shamrock, you've three leaves on the one plant. Now, you've celebrated many St. Patrick's Days before. But even yet, I'm not quite sure how much people do know about St. Patrick. For instance, if I were to say that Patrick was Irish, would I be right? No, absolutely. He came from what is nowadays called Wales, and found himself captured by pirates and brought to Ireland, to County Antrim, where he worked tending sheep on the hills for something like 4 or 5 years. And against the odds, he escaped, found his way back to Ireland, found his way back to Wales, and then after some time there, felt in his heart the call to come back to Ireland. And that's what he did. Now, we can just imagine maybe how his mother felt about that. Having worried about him all the years he was away, having seen him return home, that she was having to face the thought of going away again and not really sure what would happen to him. But during those years of captivity, as he cried out to God in his prayers, when he went home, he taught other Irish people about the good news of Jesus and how it would help us to lead his life. And in due course, the High King in Ireland was converted to Christianity, and of course, that gave the inspiration to many others to do the same. So, let us remember Patrick's mission, his courage, and his determination to respond to God's call. Amen. Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. We believe in God who loves us and wants us to love each other. We believe in Jesus who cared about children and held them in his arms. He wanted a world where everyone could live together in peace. We believe in the Holy Spirit who keeps working with us until everything is good and true. We can be the church which reminds people of God because we love one another. The hymn, "For All Your Saints in Glory, For All Your Saints at Rest."
Apostles, more.
Let us pray.
We thank God for giving us others to share in our lives, for parents and the love which brought us to birth. We praise you, O Lord. For mothers who have cherished and nurtured us, we praise you, O Lord. For fathers who have loved and supported us, we praise you, O Lord. For brothers and sisters with whom we have shared our home, we praise you, O Lord. For children and their parents, we praise you, O Lord. For grandparents, relatives, and friends who have been with us in our hopes and joys and times of sadness, we praise you, O Lord. For all who first spoke to us of Jesus at home, school, and Sunday school, and have drawn us into the family of our Father in heaven, we praise you, O Lord. Help us to live as those who belong to one another, and to you, our Father, now and always. Amen. By the inspiration of St. Patrick, we bring our prayers and petitions to God our Father. We pray for the faith of St. Patrick, that church leaders may have the courage and wisdom needed to bear witness to Jesus and to shepherd their flock. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the courage of St. Patrick, that civic leaders will bear witness to Christian values, honesty, generosity, and compassion. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the willingness of St. Patrick to answer even our most difficult callings. Please speak to us today as you spoke to St. Patrick when he received your call to return to Ireland to preach the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the voice of St. Patrick as he preached throughout Ireland. Help us never stop telling others the good news of your love for people of all faiths, for refugees and for emigrants. May they, through us, feel welcome in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the hope of St. Patrick, that our loved ones who have gone before us may find rest in the loving arms of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. We take a moment now to pray for our own special intention. Lord, in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we offer our prayers and thanksgiving to you, Lord God, source of all that is true and holy, now and forever.
Amen.
Father in heaven, bless all mothers and those who look after us in our daily lives. Make us grateful for their goodness and thankful for their care. Help us to respond to them in loving obedience, following the example of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. And let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Our and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And this morning we do have some tokens to give to our mothers, to grandmothers and other ladies in the congregation. O God, bless these tokens, bless us and bless our mothers. May the gifts we give remind us of how much our mothers have done for us. May they remind our mothers of how much we love them. And may they remind us that all your love surpasses all human love. And we will distribute those tokens following the service.
Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. And the loose collection this morning will be in favor of the Mothers' Union Make a Mother's Day Appeal. The hymn, Happy the Home That Welcomes You, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. May the Lord, who brought us to birth by his Spirit, strengthen us for Christian life. May the Lord, who provides for all our needs, sustain us day by day. May the Lord, whose steadfast love is constant as a mother's care, send us out to love and work for others. May God, who in days of old gave to this land the benediction of his holy church, fill us with his grace to walk faithfully in the steps of Patrick and all the saints to bring forth fruit to his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Items for the food bank may be left in the church porch today. Also today, items for the combined April and May parish magazine are now due and should be left with either myself or with Roger Maxwell. Tomorrow night, Monday, a meeting of the Mothers Union branch and also Mara Hamlet branch. That will take place in the church hall here in Annahilt. And the speaker will be Mrs. June Butler, former diocesan and All-Ireland president of the Mothers Union in Down and Moore, and as I say, throughout the country. She will be coming as the All-Ireland Zonal Trustee of the Mothers Union Worldwide Board, and she will speak about the work of the Mothers Union throughout Ireland and worldwide, emphasising in particular the importance of local membership. So this should be of great assistance to us in the consideration of our way ahead in Mothers Union. And could I ask members please to make a special effort to be present. That's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, in the parochial hall. Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day. The Bishop is encouraging us to join him on Tuesday for the usual St. Patrick's Day festival service, followed by a complimentary picnic in the pews. And the speaker will be the Finnish MP who is visiting. I'm not even going to try and pronounce her name. I tried last week, but I'm afraid it fell beyond me. But she has the reputation of being a determined and courageous leader who stands by Christian values and freedom of speech. So I do encourage you to go to that service in Down Cathedral. That's at 11:45 a.m. on Tuesday. Thursday evening there will be, Wednesday at 11 o'clock, the Wednesday Club meets with a speaker from the Patient and Client Council who independently represent the interests of the public in health and social care. On Thursday evening, United Choir Practice at 8 o'clock. Sunday next is the fifth Sunday in Lent, otherwise known as Passion Sunday. The service at 10 o'clock will be a devotional service of readings, anthems and hymns for choir and congregation, reflecting on the Passion of our Lord.
The service will be followed by light refreshments in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. Tomorrow night week, that's Monday the 23rd of March, at 8 o'clock in the hall, there will be the annual Easter General Vestry meeting. The past year, as usual, will be reviewed, and elections will take place for church wardens and a select vestry for next year. This is also a triennial year. Elections will furthermore take place for a diocesan synod person and parochial nominators and supplementalists. While only registered vestry persons may vote or stand for office, attendance is open to all parishioners, and I do encourage you to come. This day fortnight, Sunday the 29th of March, is Palm Sunday. At 10 o'clock, it will be the first of our traditional Holy Week services, which shall continue throughout the week. Monday the 30th of March and Wednesday the 1st of April in Mara Hamlet. Tuesday the 31st of March, Maundy Thursday the 2nd of April, and Good Friday the 3rd of April here at Annahilt. And all midweek Holy Week services will be at 8 o'clock in the evening. And Saturday the 4th of April from 9:30 a.m. there will be the decoration of this church for Easter, when donations of flowers, greenery, and other appropriate decorations will be welcome, together with anyone's assistance with the decoration on that Saturday morning. The recessional hymn, "I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity."
Let us go from here rejoicing that God loves us and welcomes us with open arms. As the children of God, we take his love into the world, that others may also rejoice and be part of his family.